Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
About the time they got almost to the old folk home, that mother looked down the road. She saw an old ragged car come by. The time the car got closer, that mother said, "Wait a minute, wait a minute, son. I believe I saw my boy going there." And mama, how you been doing? I was on my way home to see you. I was on my way to tell you. I do what I used to do. I stopped my church one night. I got the Holy Ghost. Did you turn around and saw it, brother? He said, "Brother, where you taking my mama? I gotta know where you're going with mama." And the doctor said, "Now wait a minute. So now after all you've been gone, and I'm the one that's been here taking care of mama. Just in case if mama didn't take it, I'm a doctor now. I am somebody. And just in case you wanna know something else, we're tired of mama praying. Well, he said, "Yes." He said, "Wait a minute. Mama, I don't live in a tired home. Listen, Mama, I got one good room. You can have my bed. Come on and go home. Mama, I don't eat steak. I eat meat and greens.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't nothing like mama. Praise God. I know a lot of you mothers have gone on and went home to be with the Lord, but the memories of them is so important to keep and retain because of what you had with them that you could never find with a wife or a husband, a man, or a friend, or even your sisters and brothers. our mothers and grandmothers have been the center of most of us women's lives, amen, and men's, praise God. And they are, amen, going to be remembered for those that have went home and those that are still, amen, alive, amen. This is the special time and the occasion to always remember them and thank them throughout the year. Praise God, because Mother's Day is every day, like a friend of mine said. Most of the time when we have lost our mothers, we end up throwing God out of the window, and because we don't have that guidance, so we don't want God. Amen. We want to live with the pledges, amen, that we are involved in this world. But the Bible says a woman that liveth in pleasure is dead while she yet live. That means she's not retaining or gaining anything from the things that she has done, but a virtuous woman, she's going to take care of home and take care of her children, even if she is a widow or never been married. That's just her priority. And her relationship with God brings her closer to her children to know that, amen, praise God, there's a factor behind everything that she do. Amen. And if she's going to make it to heaven, she must know that, amen, praise God, that she got to do right so that her third and fourth generation won't be lost all the way through. Amen. So Mother's Day is very important to us. Amen. For those that want to keep it, some of us are so mad at our mothers today that we don't want to have a relationship with them. We don't have a forgiving heart. We don't have the right attitude. And God sees that. And you get in trouble when you mistreat your mother. I don't care how bad she's been, what she's done. She been out there homemonging, or if she been on drugs or whatever she has done. Don't hate her. But love your mother. I used to tell a family member that the mama was out there doing everything. And I told her, I said, that's still your mother. Forgive her and get yourself right. Let her get right with God. But this is a occasion to rejoice. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we praise and bless your holy name. Amen. I speak on behalf of the mothers today because I am a mother, and I truly love my children, but I can't love them without the help of God. So I ask you, Lord God, to strengthen me one more day, one more week, one more year, and let me be that virtuous woman so that I can take care of the needs of my children. I know they're all grown. I know that we go our separate ways, but if I can just pray one more day, if I can lift them up one more day, if I can bind up the devil one more day, amen, praise God. Father God, I'll be all right. I ask you to strengthen those mothers that are sick, whether it be stroke or cancer, sugar diabetes, or any heart failure, anything that's in their body, financial difficulties, marital problems, loss of limbs, loss of integrity, loss of hope. Give them that hope today in Jesus' name. And I'll be careful to give you glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We spend our lives. Amen. Praise God. Mimicking mothers, amen, trying to be like mothers, going through the motions of being a parent, making mistakes, doing things wrong, and seeing, amen, that they need to be corrected. So we spend our lives, amen, as mothers, being on a team with God to learn how to do and how to be with their children and to love them. Amen. We have to understand that when mom is no longer available, what can we do to make it right? Amen, praise God. If she's in another state or if she's, amen, praise God, gone on home to be with the Lord, we got to understand that the Bible said, when my mother and father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. We need to understand our role with God when mother's not around or she's gone home. How do we pick up the pieces and start all over again that mom's not there to tell us, to help us with our children? What do we do? How do we deal with it? We have to understand that we must have a complete relationship with God in order to raise children. You can't do it on your own. Your way of thinking can be obsolete when it comes to children and what their desires are in this world, in the worldly system today. We got to understand how to comfort them, how to chastise them, and how to be there when they really need us, because one day, if we're not going home, amen, praise God, we have to minister to the children, amen, while we yet live. Our purpose and goal for the years to come, for our children that are small, or even those, amen, that have grown up and making their own decisions, it's very important that we have and play a role in their lives. We, as the children, need to destroy anger. When you see your mom doing something or you don't agree with your mom, that anger will cause a separation in the family, and that's what Satan works on. Unforgiveness. You got to be able to forgive your mother if she's done something wrong, and go to God. That relationship with God is going to help strengthen the relationship with your mother despite of what she has done. Or if you as an individual would take away hatred, you can't hate your mother, because you don't know what's behind the things and the causes that affect your life, what she's done. If it ain't righteous, it's unrighteous. And if it's unrighteous, we have an enemy out there. Forgiveness. Your mother's got to be able to forgive your children when they don't obey what you feel or think would be suitable for their lives. Because, see, even though you are the parent, God is the one that should be directing that path through your prayers. Love. Not lust. Not getting out there and having sex with your children or their friends or doing all this stuff that people are doing nowadays. But the agape love that the Father up above can only give, Adonai Elohim. Then you have to have belief in your child that they will be somebody. They will do great exploits. They will accomplish things in their lives. So we got to stop speaking negative words over their lives. Then you need to be, as a good mother, trust in them. That if they go out, they'll come back in the same way they went out. Most children go out and on prom night, that's it. Even before prom night, that's it. They done messed up and sometime have to carry a package for the rest of their lives. A child that was born out of wedlock. You got to know who your enemy is. A good mother, a real mother, is not going to be your enemy. She's going to make sure that your real enemy be exposed by telling you things that she has experienced over a period of years. She's going to help you choose the right mate, praise God. Talk to you, minister to you about it, so that you won't be marrying Ahab and all of those different people that rebel against God and end up marrying Jezebel. Children, she's going to be there to support you and teach you how to deal with issues with your children, how to understand them, how not to abuse them, how not to cause them hardships, because she's experienced hardships in her life. Praise God. A good mother will even lay down her life for her children, just like Father God, Son Jesus Christ, he laid down his life for us. Who can find a good mother? Nobody, nobody, nobody. But through the spirits and the relationship of God, we'll ever be able to do the things that's important to be a good mother.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when I think about it, I started in church as a little girl, 7 years old, and grandmother used to take me to church back in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I used to sing for the Lord, and I used to sing in the adult choir, and I loved the Lord with all my heart. By the time I was 9 years old, I was gung-ho, and my grandmother even said to me one day, she said, you know, baby, God's going to use you one day. And I didn't know what she meant, but I knew I liked the sound of God. By the time I was 11 years old, my mother and father and my five brothers and my little sister, we moved from Tulsa to California. My dad's job had transferred him out of here. And by the time I was 12 years old, I found myself in the nightclubs in Los Angeles. My mom and dad used to go to the clubs on the weekends. They didn't know the Lord Jesus. And grandma wasn't around anymore, so we just quit going to church. I was in the nightclub at 12 years old, and that was the worst place and the last place I needed to be. But I had a friend, grandmother. By the time I was 13 years old, I had recorded my first single and began to open up for people like Stevie Wonder and Bill Cosby. I remember opening up for him one time, and things began to happen. Things began to happen all around me. The devil had a trap. He was going to set me up because, see, I liked it. I liked the money. I was making a lot of money. And I liked the glamour. And I liked the applause because that said I loved you. We all want to be. I didn't know that Jesus loved me. I didn't know it then. When I was 16 years old, I had a baby out of wedlock. And by the time I was 17 years old, I left home, joined the Catholic Hair, and I began to travel all across the country. I was making more money than my mom and dad put together by then, and things were looking pretty good. Then I was introduced to marijuana. Devil had a trap set. Next thing I know, it was pills. Pills to get up in the morning and pills to go to bed at night. It was the alcohol. And then I became very promiscuous and ran around with a lot of people I had no business being with. So one day I was introduced to cocaine, and I know that all drugs are a spirit. became my best friend. And I began to hang out with the devil, and I did everything that I was big and bad enough to do. And I'm not glorifying him. I'm just letting him know that I don't belong to you. For about 12 years of my life, and I traveled with people, and I worked with Chaka Khan, and I worked with Captain and Tennille, and all the people in the studios, and I was good at my job, and I was quick, and I could demand double, triple scale, and I went to work, and I was high every day. The devil was trying to kill me. I had a praying brother, never turned it down. One time when I was in Houston, Texas, I met a man there, and I was getting ready to go on the road with Chaka Khan, and there was a group going on the road with us, Heat Wave, and they had a man working with them, and he was doing their lights, and I didn't know him, but I met him on the road, and he was a nice guy, and you never would know it to look at him, but he was also, not only was a light director, but he was a cocaine dealer. The devil knows how to really do it. So we began to be friends, and we began to date, and, you know, I began to get all the cocaine I wanted for free. How many of you know it wasn't for free? But we came home, me and this young man, and we began to live together, and he was still selling drugs, and I began to make drops for him. I was dropping off cocaine and making a lot of foolish turns in my life, and my life began to do this spiral down. I was going to hell. Then I began to watch Christian television. I began to watch Dr. Frederick Casey Price. No matter what time I went to bed on Saturday night, whether it was 3:30, 4:30 in the morning, somehow I popped open at 8:30. And I have to be honest with you, I used to sit there with my pre-rolled joint from the night before, and I used to fire up a joint and watch that tonight. I used to kind of make fun of Dr. Price. I said, well, just look at how a peak come by here. Here is by the word of God. But faith came. Hallelujah. God is praising tonight. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Just to hear. For about 2 years, I watched Christian television. I was in and out, and I bought a Bible, and I would throw away all of the paraphernalia to smoke crackers and the smoke-free vape that we used to make it and make our own. I threw it all in the trash, and then I'd go get it again, and we'd get high. One night, as I was getting loaded, I began to pass out, and my head hit the wall, and I began to slide down the wall, and as I came to, all of my bodily fluids were doing their own thing, and I was dying. But I had a friend, grandmother, and I knew enough to call on the name of Jesus. It wasn't a couple of days later that I was watching Christian television, and Grandma tells me she was laying on her face during this time, and she had been fasting for 2 weeks and just called on the name of Jesus. Save my granddaughter. Save my granddaughter, please. I watched Christian TV one night, and it was just God himself said, that's enough. And he rebuked the devil for me long enough for me to make an intelligent decision. And I said, Jesus, if you turn me back. If you'll take me. know you're real. If you just take all of this away from me, take all of the drugs, take them away from me. I want you to know that instantly I was set free. Instantly I was delivered. Hallelujah. Friday night. And I want you to know that not only did God save and deliver me and set me free, but he saved that drug dealer, he's my husband tonight.